تمام جی، വാക്യകാരം പ്രവൃത്തിം ഭാഷ്യകാരം പതഞ്ജലിം പാണിനിം സൂത്രകാരഞ്ച പ്രണതോസ്മി മുനിത്രയം. അഷ്ടാധ്യായാഃ അവഗമനം ഇതി വിഷയേ ചിന്തയന്തഃ സ്മഃ. തത്ര അനേകേ വിഷയാഃ ദൃഷ്ടാഃ എതാവതാ വിഭക്തിം അവലംബ്യ സൂത്രാണാം അവഗമനം, സൂത്രപ്രകാരാഃ, അനുവൃത്തിഃ, വിശേഷണം തദന്തസ്യ, സർവാദേശഃ അന്ത്യാദേശഃ, പുനഃ ആഗമഃ, അസിദ്ധവ്യവസ്ഥ, ഏതേ വിഷയാഃ ഏതാവതാ അവലോകിതാഃ. ഏകഃ വിഷയഃ അത്ര അവശിഷ്ടഃ അസ്തി, വർണാനാം നിർദ്ദേശഃ. കഥം പാണിനിനാ സൂത്രേഷു വർണാഃ നിർദ്ദിശ്യന്തെ, ഹൗ ഹി റെഫേഴ്സ് ടു എ ഹ്രസ്വ ലെറ്റർ, ഓർ ഹൗ ഹി റെഫേഴ്സ് ടു എ ദീർഘ ലെറ്റർ, ഓർ ഹൗ ഹി റെഫേഴ്സ് ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് ഓൾ ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് എ ലെറ്റർ, ദെൻ ഹൗ ഹി റെഫേഴ്സ് ടു ദാറ്റ് ഇതി കിഞ്ചിത് വദിഷ്യാമി. കാനിചന ഉദാഹരണാനി പശ്യാമഹ. അസ്യ ചൗ ഇതി കിഞ്ചിത് സൂത്രം. അത്ര അസ്യ ഇതി പദമസ്തി. അസ്യ ഇതി അകാരസ്യ ഷഷ്ഠി വിഭക്തിഃ. രാമസ്യ ഇതിവത് അ അസ്യ സിക്സ്ത് കേസ്. അ ഇത്യസ്യ ഷഷ്ഠി വിഭക്തിഃ. ഏഹ അച് ഇതി കിഞ്ചിത് സൂത്രം. ഏഹ അത്ര ഇകാരസ്യ ഷഷ്ഠി വിഭക്തി ഏഹ്, ലൈക് ഹരിഹി ബികംസ് ഹരേഹ്, ലൈക് ലൈക് ദാറ്റ് ഇ ബികംസ് ഏഹ്. ഓ സുപി ഓഹോ ഇതി ഉകാരസ്യ അത്ര ഏഹ ഇതി പഞ്ചമി. ഓഹോ ഇതി അപി തദേവ പഞ്ചമി ഷഷ്ഠി ഉഭയത്രാപി രൂപം സമാനം ഭവതി. ഗുരു ഗുരോഹ ഇതിവത് ഉ ഓഹ. ഉഹു അത് ഇതി കിഞ്ചിത് സൂത്രം. അത്ര ഋ ശബ്ദസ്യ ഷഷ്ഠി ഉഹു. യഥാ പിതൃശബ്ദസ്യ പിതുഹു ഇതി ഭവതി, എവം ഋ ശബ്ദസ്യ ഉഹു ഇതി ഭവതി. അത്ര അകാരസ്യ ഇകാരസ്യ ഉകാരസ്യ ഋകാരസ്യ ച നിർദ്ദേശം കൃതഃ. സോ പാണിനി റെഫേർഡ് ദീസ് ലെറ്റേഴ്സ് ഇൻ ദീസ് ഫോർ സൂത്രാസ്. യത്ര ഏവം നിർദ്ദേശം ക്രിയത്തെ തത്ര സർവേഷാമപി വർണാനാം ഗ്രഹണം. അത്ര അകാരസ്യ പൂർവം അകാരസ്യ അഷ്ടാദശ ഭേദാഃ സന്തി ഇത്യുക്തം. ദേർ ആർ 16 ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് അകാരാസ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ മെൻഷൻഡ്, ഹ്രസ്വ ദീർഘ പ്ലുത ആൻഡ് ഇവൻ ഇൻ ഹ്രസ്വ ഉദാത്ത അനുദാത്ത സ്വരിത അനുനാസിക അനുനാസിക. സോ ദേ ആർ അഷ്ടാദശ 18 ടൈപ്സ് ആർ ദേർ. ഏവമേവ ഇകാരസ്യാപി അഷ്ടാദശ ഭേദാഃ സന്തി, ഉകാരസ്യ അപി അഷ്ടാദശ ഭേദാഃ സന്തി. സർവേഷാമപി ഗ്രഹണം ഏതൈഹി പദൈഹി ഭവതി. സോ ഓൾ ദോസ് ടൈപ്സ് ടു ബി ടേക്കൻ വെൻ പാണിനി സേസ് അസ്യ, ഹി റെഫറിംഗ് ടു ഓൾ ദോസ് 18 ടൈപ്സ്. വെൻ ഹി ഈസ് സേയിങ് ഏഹ, ഹി ഈസ് റെഫറിംഗ് ടു ഓൾ ദോസ് 18 ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് ഉകാര. വെൻ ഹി സേസ് ഓഹോ, ഹി ഈസ് റെഫറിംഗ് ടു ഓൾ ദോസ് 18 ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് ഉകാര. ഇവം അത്ര സർവേഷാമപി ഭേദാനാം ഗ്രഹണം ഭവതി. യദി ഹ്രസ്വഃ ഏവ ഗ്രഹീതവ്യഃ, ഇഫ് യു വാണ്ട്സ് ടു റെഫർ ഓൺലി ഹ്രസ്വ ഓർ ഓൺലി ദീർഘ, ദെൻ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ മെത്തേഡ്, ഹൗ ഹി റെഫേർസ് ഓൺലി ഹ്രസ്വ ഓൺലി ദീർഘ. യദി തകാരേണ സഹ നിർദ്ദേശ തർഹി tasya eva grahanam. If there is takar after any letter, then only that type of letter to be taken. Takarena saha iti nirdesha kratah. Tarihi tasya eva grahanam. Iti hrasvena saha takarasya nirdesha vartate. Tada hrasvasya eva grahanam. If takar is there after hrasva, then only hrasva to be taken. Not dirgha, not pita. For example, ataha lopaha. Iti kinchit sutram. Atra paninina at iti padam prayuktam. Instead of saying asya, he says ataha. Takarena saha atra akara uchcharitah. So akara is pronounced with takara. Ataha atra hrasva akarasya eva grahanam. Only hrasva akara to be taken. If any letter is pronounced with takara, then only that type to be taken. Ataha atra ataha ityanena kevalam hrasva akarasya eva grahanam bhavati. Ato gune atrapi at iti vartate. Ataha hrasvasya akarasya eva grahanam. Natu sarvesham akaranam. Eat, oot, et, duvatanam, pragrishyam. Atra, dirgha, varnana meva grahanam. So, eat, nama dirgha ikaraha, oot, dirgha ukaraha, et, dirgha eva. Evam, etesha meva grahanam bhavati. Atra, hrasvasya api grahanam nasti, prutasya api grahanam nasti. Utaha vriddhihi luki hali. Tra ut iti padam prayuktam. So ukarena saha takaraha ucharita. Ataha hrasvasya ukarasya eva grahanam. Ito manushya jatehe. Atra it iti padam prayuktam. So ikarena saha takaraha ucharita. Ataha hrasvasya ikarasya eva grahanam. Yam ruta ut. Atra rukarena saha takaraha ucharitaha, ataha hrasvasya rukarasya eva grahanam. Evam, so if he wants to refer all letters, means all types of a letter, then he doesn't pronounce takara. As we saw previously, asya, ehe, oho, uhu. Evam nirdesha kriyate. If he wants to refer to a particular type of a letter, then takarena saha nirdeshaha kriyate. Eta, in these examples, ataha, utaha, itaha, rutaha, evam atra prayukta. Then, vargiya vyanjananam nirdesha. Vargiya vyanjana means kakha, gakhanga, chacha, chachanya, tatharana, these which are grouped, the grouped consonants. They are called vargiya vyanjanani. So, kavarga, so if he wants to refer kavarga, ka group letter, then he says ku. Ku means kavarga. All these five letters. Ka, 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 ga, ga, ga. To refer these five letters, Panini says ku. Evam, chavarga. To refer these five letters, he says chu. Chu nama chavarga. And tu nama tavarga. Tu nama tavarga. Pu nama pavarga. Evam vargiya vyanjananam nirdeshartham atra evam prayoga kriyate. Ku, chu, tu, tu, pu. Udaharanartham, for example, choho kuhu. This is a sutra. Choho is the sixth case of chu. Like guru becomes guroho. So chu becomes choho. So here, this word chu, choho, is referring chavarga. So in the place of chavarga, ityartha. Chavargasya sthane. Ku means kavarga. He's referring all these letters. Ka, kha, ga, kha, nga. So choho sthane kuhu bhavati, ityartha. Stoho stunaschuhu. अत्र स्तोः सु इति सकार एंड सु तोः तोः इज अ सिक्स्थ केस ऑफ टू सो इज रेफरिंग ऑल दिस त थ द थ न स्तोः एंड हियर यू कैन सी चुना चुना सु चुना चुना इज अ तृतीया विभक्ति ऑफ टू सो इज रेफरिंग ऑल दिस ज छ ज छ ञ And again, here also you can see chu, sh plus chu. So again, he is referring these letters. Stoho, stuna, chu. Yeah, here stuna, stuhu. Atra stu, stuna. Atra satya bhakti of tu, sh plus tuna. Sh is different, and tuna, tuna means his this ta ta da dha na. Is referring these five letters and two again shu plus two two means these letters yeah kuppo kaf paucha here kuppo ku and pu pu poho the dvachana so poho means is referring this pavarga pa pa ba pha ma kuppo kavarga and pavarga कुप्पोहो एवं वर्गीय व्यञ्जनानां निर्देशः कूचूटु तुपु इति अनेन रूपेण क्रियते इज देयर अ सूत्र फॉर दिस या देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन रिगार्डिंग देयर आर टू सूत्रस वन इज actually which I mentioned previously about takara sutra is taparas tatkalasya for the previous one at it ut which I mentioned previously for that the sutra is taparas tatkalasya yeah and you mentioned that yeah and for this the sutra is अनुदित सवर्णस्य च प्रत्ययः इति सूत्र फॉर उदि दिस कूचूटु तुपु द सूत्र इज अनुदित सवर्णस्य च प्रत्ययः इज या एनी अदर क्वेश्चंस इज कूचु एटसेट्रा इंडिकेटेड विद अनुनासिक सिंबल नो इट इज नॉट इंडिकेटेड विद अनुनासिक ओनली विद उकार द फर्स्ट लेटर ऑफ द ग्रुप विद उकार so ku chu tu to fold by yes kalyan krishnan mohode yeah the followed by and also following the yes but both are correct but generally you will find examples where ta follows another letter there are examples where ta is followed by another letter only we give example of adhyam gunaha but generally ta follows akara but both are correct yeah audio issues okay is there audio issue Can you hear me clearly? I don't know because there's a message I received. Okay. Okay, thanks. Yeah, many can hear clearly. Okay. Sutra santiva gunita aksharanam. गुणिताक्षराणाम मीन्स टू विच यू आर रेफरिंग पर्वत नाथन महोदय एंड आई थिंक सम रेज्ड हैंड्स गोविंदराजन महोदय प्रश्न अस्ति वा? ऑडियो नॉट हर्ड, नाउ इट इज ओके. ओके, डू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन गोविंदराजन महोदय? बिकॉज आई कैन सी यू राइज योर हैंड. अन्येषां वर्णानां निर्देशः, इफ् यू वाण्ट्स् टु रेफर् मेनी लेटर्स् देन् देर् प्रत्याहार इट् इस् दट् हि यूसस्. इफ् यु वाण्ट् हर्ष् आर् अण् विच् ऐ शोड् प्रिवियस्लि, इफ् यु वाण्ट्स् टु रेफर् मेनी लेटर्स् देन् पाणिनि यूसस् प्रत्याहार. सो वेन् हि वाण्ट्स् टु रेफर् दिस् वर्गीयव्यञ्जन देन् दिस् दिस् द मेथड् कूचु टु तूपु. Or when he wants the particular type of vowel, rasva or dirgha, then he uses tatara. Kalyan Krishnan Mahodaya, prashna asti va?
Yes.
Yes.
So, if you want to address only isolated single letters in the vowel, swara, you use the takara, and in the vyanjana you don't need it, or you cannot use the takara on the vyanjanas?
We don't need, because vyanjaneshu tatra hrasva dirgha pada, this difference are not there.
Right.
So it is not needed in vyanjanas.
Okay.
Either only we need for this, where kavarga, some places we need kavarga, savarga, tavarga, or we need a group of consonants.
So you never need one single out of the kavarga, for example. You don't need to isolate like letter ka. You simply
that we may need, but then you can simply say ka.
I see. Okay.
For example, he says ti. Ti means takara. When ti follows, he can just refer the same letter. T or che, something like this.
Okay, thank you.
एवञ्च सामान्यतः अष्टाध्याय्याः अवगमनार्थं ये विषयाः अपेक्षिताः ते उक्ताः. सो there are exceptions and there are many rules related to this, means how to understand Ashtadhyayi. So you will find many, because there are many paribhashas. There is a book called Paribhasha Indushekhara, written by Nagesha Bhatta. So he discusses many paribhashas, more than 100 paribhashas are there in that Paribhasha Indushekhara. All those are helping to understand Ashtadhyayi, Ashtadhyayi sutras, or how to be applied. And so whatever I mention is just some general rules I mention. So you will find many exceptions, and there are many such rules. So don't think this is the final one. This is just an introduction to how to understand Ashtadhyayi. So, but when you start studying, then you will know such exceptions, and you will get more clarity. So for now it is enough, I think. So if you find any such questions, such exceptions, then you can ask me. Then I will clarify why it is happening like this. But for study sandhi etc., I think this is enough. If you know these concepts, you can understand most of the rules. Yeah. So Venkateshwar Mahodaya, प्रश्नः अस्ति वा?
हलो, नमस्ते.
नमस्ते.
जस्ट् नो यु मेन्शन् दट् दीस् रूल्स् आर् ओन्ली सम् इन्ट्रोडक्टरी टैप् आफ् दिस् थिङ्ग्. देर् आर् मेनि एक्सेप्शन्स्, मेनि रूल्स्. डस् युवर् बुक् कवर् दोस् आल् दोस् रूल्स् इन् डिटेल्?
नो नो नो.
That's what I
meant. As the name suggests, it's Ashtadhyayi Pravesha. It's only entrance, introduction.
Oh,
So the basic concepts which are needed to understand Ashtadhyayi, they don't. I'm discussing only that. So if you want to study deep, again, just this paribhasha itself takes many classes. So it means you have to spend more time on this just paribhashas. But this will give a general idea to study. So how to go forward? So you will know with these concepts how to go forward.
Thank you.
So that is only thing. Yeah. Yeah, there is another question. When a vowel is identified by takara, will it include swarita, udata, etc.? Yes, it includes hraswa, udata, hraswa, anudata, hraswa, swarita. So the six types of hraswa akara, it includes all those. Yeah, and how to remember these rules and where to apply? Yeah. The application part you will find in upcoming classes when we study sandhi. So you have to apply this because all these concepts which I discuss, I'm applying these in sandhi and upcoming in when we study the sutras of sandhi and sutras of tinganta. So we need these concepts. Asto. Is the sandhi only application of this? No. These rules are applicable everywhere because these are some general rules. So to understand any Ashtadhyayi sutra, so these concepts are helpful. But now we are studying sandhi next class. So I mentioned about sandhi because there we are seeing the application part of this. But these are general rules, so you can apply to any Ashtadhyayi sutra. And there's a question, sutranam kantasthi karanam avashyakam va? So it is not mandatory. So if you can understand a sutra, or if you can search easily in Ashtadhyayi, so where this sutra is, that is enough. So, if you can understand the system of Ashtadhyayi, and if any question arises, if you can show where this particular rule is there in Ashtadhyayi, that is enough. So, even without memorizing, you can manage. So, if you memorize, then without referring to a book, you can just quote. That is the benefit. And traditionally, those who study Sanskrit grammar, they memorize the whole Ashtadhyayi. And they memorize everything. So, without referring to any book, they answer all your questions. There is a traditional way of studying any Shastra, not only about Sanskrit grammar, any Shastra, they study in that way. Yeah. Astu. So achandhihi, achandhi vishayepi, samanyaha kechana niyamaha maya uchyante. Here also I am mentioning some general rules. So always there are exceptions. I am not going to the exception because I will show how to understand this achandhi. Then you can study Siddhanta Kaumudi or Kashika, anything. Especially you can study Siddhanta Kaumudi where the sandhi chapters are there. So you will find achandhi, hal sandhi, visarga sandhi, everything in Siddhanta Kaumudi. But I will show how to understand achandhi. So with this you can read Siddhanta Kaumudi and you can know the exceptions and so you can get the clear idea of sandhi. But here I am not giving everything. I am not explaining all the achandhi rules. But I am giving the how to understand this achandhi concept. So it helps in studying further.
but akara is not to be added when nalopa is mentioned.
Okay. So, santhi. Varnayoho atyantam samipye. Padanteva yat parivartanam varnastare jayate. Tadeva prayaha santhi iti kathate. Varnayoho atyantam samipye. When two letters are very close, padante or at the end of pada, varnastare yat parivartanam. So, in letter level. Varnastare, yet parivartanam, the change which takes place in letter level, tadeva praya santhihi iti padena kathyate. Kimartham eva muchyate iti chet. Santhihi iti prakaranam ashtadhyayam nasti. You will find a samasa section in ashtadhyayi. So you will find a karaka section in ashtadhyayi. But Panini didn't mention this is a santhi section. So all rules which are related to this letter, so which make changes in the letter level, those are considered as santhi rules. So there can be many santhi rules. So even many rules, they are not mentioned in santhi chapter of Siddhanta Kaumudi. There are many santhi rules which are not mentioned in santhi chapter of Siddhanta Kaumudi also. So, Bhatto Dikshita mentions those rules in different places. Some rules he mentions in Tinganta, some rules he mentions in Subanta. So, all rules you won't find even in Sandhi chapter of Siddhanta Kaumudi. Only he mentions some of the famous rules and their exceptions. So, this is because there is no Sandhi section in Ashtadhyayi. There is no Adhikara for Sandhi, especially. Samhitayam is there. But there are consonant santhis and visarga santhis, and so Panini didn't say this is a santhi section and all these rules are santhi rules. He didn't mention like this. But for samasa and karaka, you will find such adhikaras. So there is a difference. Ataha, there can be many sutras which are not mentioned even in Siddhanta Kaumudi, Sandhi Prakarana. So, yeah, for example, there is sloka, gacchan pipiliko yati yojananam shatanyapi. Agacchan vainateyopi padamekam nagacchati. Atra, so pipilikaha, if you split this, pipilikaha yati shatani api vainateyaha api etani padani bhavanti. But there is some change. So it became pipiliko yati. Or it became shatanyapi. Shatani api. Shatanyapi. So vainateyaha api if you split. But now it is vainateyopi. You can't see the akara. And there is okara. So etadrisham et parivartanam varanastare bhavati. Idam sarvam santhihi iti padena kathyate. Santhihi prathanyena trivithaha. So we can divide this sandhi under three headings. Is achsandhi. It's related to swara, ach letters, vowels. And hal sandhi, which is related to hal consonant. And visarga sandhi, which is related to visarga. But if you open Siddhanta Kaumudi book, you will find pancha sandhi prakarana. There are five sandhi sections in Siddhanta Kaumudi. So there is a Prakriti Bhava and Swadhi Sandhi. Prakriti Bhava Sandhi, Prakriti Bhava and Swadhi. So two more sections are there. But we can include those in these Sandhis itself. We can include this Prakriti Bhava and Swadhi in these three, under these headings. Ataha Prathanyena Sandhi Trivithaha. Achsandhi, Hal Sandhi and Visarga Sandhi. Yeah. Kinchit Udaharanam Darshayami. This is an example of sandhi, how it works. Akarat, edi akaro vartate. Akarat param, edi akara hasti. Tarihi, akarayoho sthane akara bhavati. Akarat, edi akara. Tarihi, anayoho sthane akara. Kimartham akara bhavati. अकारयोः स्थाने किमर्थम् अकारः भवति इति चेत् अकारस्य स्थानं द प्लेस् आफ् प्रोनौन्सियेशन् आफ् अकार इस् कन्सिडर्ड् कण्ठ आकारस्यापि स्थानं कण्ठः अकारयोः स्थानमपि कण्ठः आकारस्य स्थानमपि कण्ठः अतः अकारयोः स्थाने दीर्घः आकारः भवति अकारस्य अकारस्य च एका मात्रा आकारस्य मात्राद्वयं नाम उच्चारणकालः अतः तत्र स्थानसाम्यम् अत्यन्तं वेरि क्लोस् आर् वेरि वन् ईस् अकार टु दीस् टु अकारस् अतः अकारयोः स्थाने आकारः भवति अकारात् इकारे परे एकारः किमर्थम् एकारः अकारस्य स्थानं कण्ठः इकारस्य स्थानं तालु एकारस्य कण्ठतालु एवञ्च अनयोः वर्णयोः यत् स्थानं तत् एकारस्यापि अस्ति प्लेस् आफ् प्रोनौन्सियेशन् अकारस्य कण्ठ अण्ड् इकारस्य तालु बट् एकार हेस् बोत् कण्ठतालु देर्फोर् वि आर् रिप्लेसिङ्ग् अ एण्ड् इ वित् ए एवम् अकारात् उकारे परे इफ् अकार इस् फालोड् बै उकार देन् ओ इस् अ रिप्लेस्मेण्ट् किमर्थम् ओकारः अकारस्य स्थानं कण्ठ उकारस्य स्थानम् ओष्ठौ एण्ड् ओकारस्य कण्ठ ओष्ठ स्थानद्वयमपि अस्ति कण्ठोष्ठम् अतः अकार उकारयोः स्थाने ओकारः भवति देर्फोर् ओकार रिप्लेसस् बोत् द लेटर्स् एवञ्च अत्र स्थानं अत्र अकारस्य उकारस्य च यत् स्थानं तत् स्थानम् ओकारस्य अस्ति देर्फोर् इट् इस् रिप्लेसिङ्ग् अकार एण्ड् उकार इन् ए अकारस्य इकारस्य च यत् स्थानं तत् एकारस्य अस्ति देर्फोर् ए रिप्लेसिङ्ग् बोत् अकार एण्ड् इकार किन्तु अत्र विन् इकार इस् फालोड् बै अकार कश्चन वर्णः नास्ति यस्य इदं स्थानद्वयं सो इकारस्य स्थानं तालु एण्ड् अकारस्य स्थानं कण्ठ सो देर् इस् नो लेटर् विच् हेस् तालु कण्ठ स्थान कण्ठतालु इस् डिफरेण्ट् बट् हियर् इस् तालु कण्ठ बिकास् इकार इस् द फस्ट् देन् इट् इस् फालोड् बै अकार सो तालु देन् कण्ठ सो देर् इस् नो सच् लेटर् विच् हेस् तालु कण्ठ ए स्थान अतः इकारस्य अकारस्य च स्थाने कश्चन आदेशः न भवति सो देर् इस् नो सच् लेटर् विच् केन् रिप्लेस् बोत् इकार एण्ड् अकार अतः एतादृशस्थाने किं भवति पूर्वस्य वर्णस्य सामीप्यं येन वर्णेन वर्तते सः वर्णः एव आदिश्यते यत्र पूर्वोत्तरवर्णयोः सदृशः कश्चन वर्णः नास्ति वेर् देर् इस् नो अ लेटर् विच् हेस् द स्थान आफ् प्रीवियस् एण्ड् लेटर् वन् इन् सच् प्लेसस् वि हेव् टु सी द नियरेस्ट् लेटर् टु द प्रीवियस् वन् सो अत्र इकारस्य कृते सदृशतमः कः इति द्रष्टव्यम् इकारस्य सदृशतमः वर्णः यकारः अतः यकारः इकारस्य स्थाने भवति सो यकार रिप्लेसस् ओन्ली इकार इट् इस् नाट् रिप्लेसिङ्ग् बोत् बिकास् देर् इस् नो सच् लेटर् विच् केन् रिप्लेस् दीस् टु हियर् वि हेड् हियर् एकार केन् रिप्लेस् अ एण्ड् इ बिकास् एकार हेस् दिस् कण्ठतालु स्थान कण्ठ एण्ड् तालु ओकार हेस् कण्ठ ओष्ठस्थान but there is no such letter which can replace this e and a talu kantha therefore we are replacing only the previous letter the first one and here ikarat ikarah so there is a letter which can replace these two that is dirgha ikara atah dvayoh sthane ayam adeshah bhavati here again same problem. So there is no such letter which can replace these two. Ataha ikarasya yaha sadrishah tamaha varanaha sa eva yakarasya sthane bhavati. Here ukarat akaraha, when ukara is followed by akara, same problem, there is no such letter which can replace these two. Ataha ukarasya sadrishatamaha varanaha vakaraha sa eva adesho bhavati. It replaces only ukara. This vakara is not replacing both the letters. Here also the same problem. So there is no such letter, therefore the vakara replaces only ukara. Atra asti punaha. Sadrishatamaha varanaha asti. Ataha dvayoho sthane. So this is replacing both these short ukaras. Evam yatra kashchana varanaha asti dvayoho sadrishatamaha varanaha yadi asti tarihi saha dvayoho sthane bhavati. Yadi dvayoho sadrishatamaha varanaha nasti tarihi purvasya varanasya sadrishatamaha varanaha eva adishtaha bhavati. So this is the method. And here akara and when I said akara is followed by akara, you can take hraswa or dirgha. For pluta there are some other rules, so we can take here hraswa and dirgha. There we can apply this rule. So see, akara plus a plus a becomes a, or a plus a also a plus a is also a, or a plus a is also a. So atra a itanena hraswasya dirghasya cha grahanam bhavitum arhati. So sarvampi a ityeva. Same, yeah. But here, if a is followed by e, then this a plus e is a. Here also you can take any akara, hraswa or dirgha, and any ikara, hraswa or dirgha. See, a plus e is also e, a plus e is also a plus e is also a. Sarvampi ikara eva. But if ikara is followed by akara, then I said this yakara is not replacing both the letters. It replaces only the previous one. Yakaraha ikarasya sthane bhavati. It is because there is no such letter which can replace both these. Ataha e plus a becomes ya, means this yakara, sorry, this yakara replacing only e. Akaraha tathaiva asti. Therefore it became ya. So akaraha asti and this yu replaced e. Ataha ya iti bhavati. E plus a also ya. See, e plus u becomes u. Because yakaraha ikarasya sthane eva. It's only replacing e, not u. Ataha yu plus u becomes u. Atrapi u. And if ukara is followed by a, same, only the v replaces only ukara. Ukara se sthane eva vakara bhavati. Ataha u plus a v bhavati. Yam u plus a api v eva. U plus e atra v kimartham vakara ukara se sthane eva is remaining. Ataha v plus e v. Evam sandhau kechana purva parayoho sthane bhavanti. Some letters they replace both the purva and para, previous one then later one. For example, A is replacing both the letters, O is replacing both the letters. Kintu kechana purvasya sthane eva bhavanti. But some letters they replace only the previous one, not both. So this is the general concept in sandhi. Some letters they replace both, some places they replace only the previous one. This is because yadi tatra purva parayoho sadrishatamaha kashchana varanaha asti tarhi dvayoho sthane adesha. Yadi nasti tada purva sadrishaha eva varanaha adeshyate. Yeah. So there are some questions, I think. Yeah. we can hear anything. Oh, we can't hear anything. Is the session frozen? I don't know what is the problem. Itatha yu madhye kirisham samipyam. So he's asking what is the. And see, ikarasya sthana is talu, and akarasya sthana is also talu. And even while pronouncing yakara, that is ishata sprishta. So there are some more explanation about this pronunciation, which I didn't mention completely. There are prayatnas like ishasprishta, and such how tongue touches these places. So there are different explanation. If ka kha ga 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 here, it touches completely. So you can see the touch clearly. Means you can know this touch clearly. So it is called sprishta. So ishat, little bit, if it's touching little bit, then it's called ishat sprishta. So if you consider all this, then ikara is the yakara is very close one. To ikara. Ikarasya yakarasya bahu sadrishyam asti. Yada idam sarvam sprishta isha sprishta iti abhyantra prayatna hari gatyam. These are called abhyantra prayatna. So when you consider this sthana and abhyantra prayatna, tra yakara ikarasya atyantam sadrishyah bhavati. Ataha ikarasya sthana yakara. And are you going to give a sutram for this rule? Yes, I'm going to give sutram for all this. But first, I think we have to understand the concept. Then we have to understand the sutras. Because Panini explains in same way. See, here I mentioned some letters, they are replacing both. And this yakar is not replacing both the letters. So Panini differentiates this with the sutra also. There is different adhikara for this A, A, O, with replacing both the letters. There is different adhikara in Attachai. And which is not replacing both, it is not under this adhikara. So you will see this difference in Attachai rules. But that I am going to explain at the end. First you have to understand the concept. If you know the concept, then you can see that in Attachai. Okay. And there was a question I didn't answer. Sir, how to decide only nakara is to be elided but akara is not to be elided when nalopa is mentioned? I'm referring to sutra nalopo naha. Yeah, I think I will explain this. We'll add this into Google group. So that's the thing that will be helpful. And are there cases where paravarna is replaced? Paravarna, I think generally you won't find, but pararupa you will find. The same, the letter replaces both. You will find such examples. It's called pararupa. So, and generally the para letter is not replaced in sandhi. There's a question. Panine kalat puram janaha katham vyakaranam pathitavantaha. There were many grammarians before Panini. Panini himself refers, means himself names. So there are about six or exactly, but there are many, say 6-7 names which Panini gives in his Ashtadhyayi. So Shakatayana, Chakravarmana, like this. So there were many grammarians and there were many traditions even before Panini. But Panini studied all those different explanations, everything, and then he wrote this Ashtadhyayi. He studied all this Vedic grammar and other studied under other grammarians, and he understood everything, and he wrote one book. So that is the uniqueness of Panini. But there were many grammarians before Panini also, and there were books so like this. So yeah, ataha bhava asaneva ataha patitum klesha nasit. Aindram is so Ravishan Kraji is mentioning Aindram is one of them. Yeah, Tamil tradition considers that Talokappaiyar studied that. Yes, yes. Aindram, Chandram, Kashakrathram, Kumaram, Shakatayanam, so Apishalam. So there are many such traditions before Panini. Okay. So, ataha, yeah. So, just some examples to the previous star. So, Upa Indra. So, Akara Ikara Yohasthane Ekara. A replaces both these. Now, you can see Akara is Kanta, Ikara is Talu, and A, Kanta Talu. Therefore, it is replacing these two letters. Upendraha. And Gana plus Isha, Ganesha. Akara A plus E becomes A because A is Kanta Talu. Therefore, it is replacing these two. Para Upakara. A plus U becomes O. Because Kanta Ostha. Okarasya Sthanam Kanta Ostham. Satyam. Ataha Paropakara. And Pada Una Padona. Akara Ukara Yostane Pi Okara. Parama Arthaha. Paramarthaha. Akara Yostane Akara. Shrishaha, E plus E, E karaha eva, dayosthane pi dirghaha E karaha. Mathu udakam, mathu udakam, ukara yohasthane, U karaha. Iti aha, you can see, this yakara is replacing only this ikara. Ikara syasthane eva yakara bodhi. So, aha is there. Iti aha, ityaha. Aha is remaining. So yakaraha ikarasya sthane bhavati ityaha. Pibatu iti pibatviti. Here is the vakara replacing only ukara. Pibatviti, you can see iti even after sandhi. Vakaraha ukarasya sthane bhavati, it is replacing only this ukara. Yeah, so this is a consolidated one. So you can find all letters. A, E, U, R, L, A, O, I, O. So, Sarvesham Varnanam Atra Sandhirasti. Kim Bhavati Iti Pashyama. These, we know, A, E, U. This I showed, this part, only these three I showed. Now you can see other letters. R, L, A, O, I, O. So, A plus R becomes R. Because here it replaces both A and R. Because R has is Rephamsha. In Rakare, Rephamsha hasti. Therefore, is A plus R. So, R replacing both the letters. Because Akara, Akara, there is a Samipya masti. Akara, R. In this R, there is Akara. And in R there is Repa, and Repa is also in Rukara. Therefore, is R replaces A and R. Upayoho api samityam asti. Ataha dayoho sthane bhavati. And L replaces both A and L, because L, this letter, also has this Lukara. Lakara amsha asti. Ataha akara lukara yo sthane al bhavati. A plus A, I. So there is another letter I, so it replaces A plus A. A plus O, O. A plus I, also I, because there is no another letter to replace this one. The I is the last. So A plus I, also I. A plus O, also O. And A, E plus A, I mentioned this previously. So there is no such letter which can replace E and A, therefore it is replacing only the previous one. E plus A, so ikarasya sthane yakara. Here, it's again, is replacing both the letters. E plus E is E. Again, from here onwards, you can see Yakara. Because there is no such letter which can replace both, therefore it is replacing only the previous one. Here, ukarat akare pare vakaraha. Ukarat ikare pare api ukaraha. Only here, ukarasti. Ukarat ukare pare u. And in all other places, you will find only vakara. Va, 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 va. Because there is no such letter which can replace both the letters. Here also, when rkara is followed by r, then it is dirgha. Or when rkara is followed by l, then it is r. Hmm. But in all other places, you will see only rkara. R, r, r. Here also, r, r, r. Hmm. And if rkara is followed by r, then r. Or if rkara is followed by l, then also r. Because there is no dirgha rkara. Therefore, dirgha rkara replaces l. Hmm. And in other places, you will find only l. L, 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 l. Hmm. Then, A plus A. Again, there is no such letter which can replace these two, A plus both A and A. Therefore, this I replaces only A. Why this I? Why we are taking I? And why here we are taking au? And why here we are taking I? Why here we are taking au? This will be the question. So you can see only I here, and you can see only au in this row. Here only I, and here only au in this row. But why we are taking I as the very similar one? Why we consider I as a similar one to ekara? That will show. Yeah. So this is not mentioned by Panini. This is my explanation. So ekara A, what is A? A is A plus E. A plus E is A, that we know. Sorry. So here the ikarasya atyantam samipyam kasya vartate yakarasya vartate. So very the nearest one to ikara is yakara. Ataha ikarasya sthane yakara. So A is A plus E, and ikarasya ikarena atra samipyam yakarasya asti. Ataha A ityasya sthane ai bhavati. A is remaining. So A plus E, I. So A ityasya sthane I. Ataha ekarasya I sadasatamaha varanaha. Same with O. O is A plus U, and we replace U always with V. So okarasya sthane au. And if you take I means A plus A, and again A, you can split A to A plus E. So ikarasya sarishatamaha varanaha yakara, and A plus A becomes A, so it is I. So I replaces I. And if you take au, then au means it is A plus O, and O we can split as A plus U. And we always replace U with V, so A plus A is AU, so AU will be replaced with AU. So this is how they are very close one. See. Okay. Now we can see this chart. So ataha A O I O etesham sthane I au I au ete adeshaha bhavanti. So here yakara ikarasya sthane, vakara ukarasya sthane, rakara repha rakara sthane, lukara lu ityasya sthane. Etesha sthaneshu, so it is the dirgha replacing these letters in a, e, u, r, and when the lu follows. Here it is A, O, and R, L. Here I, O, I, O. I think there are some questions. Sanyukta Swara. Nama A, I, O, O. Yeah, you can call them as Sanyukta, especially I and O. It is clearly, you can see I, O. While pronouncing, you can see A, E, A, U. In I and O. Mahodaya, it is also because when we speak the two swaras very fast, then the resulting sound is that of the resultant as in the table. Yes, correct. So all this sandhi is a result of what we speak. So when we speak very fast, then we have to do sandhi, or it happens. So it is not something because Panini said. We are doing sandhi not because Panini mentioned in his sutras. It is natural. Sandhi is very natural. So just Panini saw this and he wrote sutras. He observed this and he wrote sutras. It's not because he wrote we are doing this. It is very natural, and when you pronounce very fast, then obviously you have to do sandhi. So it's very correct. It's correct. Anubhavji mentioned this point. Yes. Okay. So now let us see names given to these sandhis. So in sandhi books, you will find different names like guna sandhi, vritti sandhi, savarna dirgha sandhi, yan sandhi. So I think some of you heard these names. So why these names are given? Now we know sandhis, how it works. Now let us study why these, understand why these names are given. First one, guna sandhi. See these letters, A, O, and R. You can see A in both these two. In here also A is there, and in R also there is A and A, O. So A, A, O. These three letters you can see. I think you remember when I explained this samjnas, samjna prakarana, while studying the samjna prakarana, I said A, A, O. This is a name in Sanskrit grammar to these three letters. That is guna. A, hraswakara, shvartakara, hraswakara, ekaraha, okaraha. Etesham gunaha iti samjna vartate. So this is a technical term, guna. So these three letters are called guna. So since we are replacing, since these are the substitutions, A, A, O are the substitutions, this sandhi is called guna sandhi. Guna is a name given to these three letters, A, A, and O. So since these are there in these substitutions, this sandhi is called guna sandhi. I think there are some questions. Some questions are there, I think. Some raised hands. Venkateshwaranji, do you have any question?
This E is E plus R, and you have I. Two R's will become I, you know. Why you are putting I only? I.
Where?
A plus C. You mentioned E, that is Ikara. Ikara is replaced by E plus Ikara is E, should be E plus A, you know. E plus A. Then this one A earlier. So A plus A will become A. So it should not be I only.
I will show the previous slide, I think. So, you are asking about this slide.
Yes.
So, now where you are asking about this one?
I plus R plus E is E. Now, E is E plus I, no? E plus R. You should not put another. The vowel missing.
No, we are taking E plus A.
But you are replacing E only by E. There is something, the tail is missing.
Because always U replaces E. If there is something left. It replaces a full E. U replaces E.
Full E.
So it's not replacing two letters. the U is not replacing any two letters. It's replacing only the E.
Okay.
Full E. E means only the one letter. So it's not a combined letter. It's only there is one letter.
Okay.
So U replaces the full E.
Okay.
Yeah. Any, I think some. Yeah, I think it is done. Yeah. And lu plus lu, lu, what is it? Ru, ru plus ru, ru. Yeah, dirgha. Yeah, ru plus ru becomes, can become ru. If it is ru, that is okay. If lu, then dirgha rukaraha only. If it is ru plus ru or ru plus ru, always it is dirgha. Janardhanji, are you asking about this? Is it lu? Are you asking? If lu plus lu, then it can't be dirgha lukara, because there is no dirgha lukara. The lu has only hraswa and pluta. So, since there is no dirgha lukara, dirgha rukara replaces. Before in the chart, I showed dirgha rukara. See, you can see dirgha rukara. So, see, just lu plus lu becomes dirgha rukara only, because there is no dirgha lukara. Therefore, dirgha rukara replaces one lu letter. Okay, astu. So, samaya abhavat. So, agrima pathe pashyama. So, about regarding other names, let us, so I mentioned only Gunasandhi, there are other names given. So, tat agrima pathe pashyama. Astu.
Vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakarancha pranatosmi munitrayam.
Astu.